So I want to say a little bit this morning about enlightenment, which is a big loaded topic. Some people like the word awakening better. And there's really surprisingly many different ways to understand enlightenment. And it really just depends on the point of view of the wisdom tradition that you're in. And so Theravada Buddhism defines awakening as the absence of even the potential for greed, aversion, or delusion to arise. I mean, that's just mind-boggling, that this nervous system, which pretty much is fueled by greed, aversion, and delusion all day long, also has the potential to move beyond that. And we can recognize little mini nibbanas, little moments, little glimpses, when in practice, something arises that's unpleasant in the body. And instead of having aversion to it, you become curious about it. And you get interested in the experience of the discomfort, the sensation, say, there's pain in the body. And we basically replace reacting to the pain with being curious about it. And that is if we, you know, dedicated our lives to that simple freedom in that moment, we understand what the big freedom is when we just have that ability at all times to replace reaction with curiosity. So that's one way to think about awakening. Another way to think about it is the perfection of love, where wisdom is so alive in our heart that our love starts to have the attachment purified out of it, and we're able to love without really reference or object. There can be unconditional love. So that's a really nice way to think about awakening. Another way is to think of it as the loss of the delusion that you're separate. We could think of this as divine union. We completely uproot the fictional belief that we're a separate self. And when we do that, we just belong. We are a unique and distinct expression of everything else. We are everything, but not in some trite or cliche way, but in a very clear way, a unique way. We're unique, we're distinct, but not separate. So this is beautifully expressed in the Rilke lines. The inner, what is it, if not intensified sky, hurled through with birds, and deep with the winds of homecoming. So beautiful. The inner. What is it if not intensified sky, hurled through with birds, and deep with the winds of homecoming? This is this expression of divine union, of pure belonging. And we rest in pure belonging. The gateway for this is really through the understanding of pure awareness. Because the linchpin of our belief that I exist as a separate self is that I'm the knower. I'm the little mini me inside here that's knowing everything. There's lots of ways we hold this belief of separateness, but the most core one, the last thing to go really, is the belief that I am the conscious one. The understanding of spiritual traditions is that that is a fiction also. Instead, what we awaken to when we really track our experience is the experience of pure awareness. Awareness just is. There's no one here doing it. It seems like there is. And, you know, we don't want to like go crazy in believing something that isn't our experience. It's important to believe in a self that's doing everything and knowing everything, as long as that's your perception. But eventually the practice erodes that perception. And what's really interesting about this understanding of awakening is it's where all the wisdom traditions come together. So I want to just read you some quotes from different wisdom traditions that's all going to sound the same. Here's one. The place to which we are going is one in which the knower, the knowing, and that which is known are all one. Awareness alone remains. The one who is aware disappears along with whatever was the object of consciousness. This is what divine union is. I'll tell you who all the people are, but first I just want to read the quotes. The intention of the training is to introduce you to the direct experience of pure awareness, free from religious interpretations and obligations. Usually this experience begins with short glimpses of lucid clarity. As these glimpses are pointed out, you learn to open to them again and again. Another person, true meditation is abidance as primordial awareness. True meditation appears in consciousness spontaneously when awareness is not being manipulated or controlled. In true meditation, the emphasis is on being awareness, not on being aware of objects, but on resting as pure awareness itself. Okay, the first quote is from Father Thomas Keating, the Christian monk who lived in Snowmass and died recently in his 90s. You know, a deep teacher I know for many people in the area. He said, the place to which we are going is one in which the knower, the knowing, and that which is known are all one. Awareness alone remains. This is what divine union is. The second quote about the training is to introduce you to the direct experience of pure awareness. That comes from Islam. That comes from the Sufi tradition with the Boulder teacher, Elias Amidan. And the last quote about true meditation is pure awareness comes from Adyashanti, who was a Zen practitioner but teaches with a non-dual approach. So pure awareness, which is basically, we could say, mindfulness without effort or focus. When mindfulness becomes very strong, there is the possibility we can just recognize that, oh, awareness is. It's happening all by itself. Essentially, what we're doing in meditation is stabilizing the mind's ability to not be distracted, to keep its focus on something. And when our focus is on the nature of awareness, and we can stabilize our attention on the nature of awareness, we start to have abiding understanding that awareness happens all by itself. So I'm just gonna make a sound. Did you hear it? When you're not distracted, awareness happens spontaneously. because our minds are so used to being distracted, we need this kind of fiction of what we could call, you know, meditation with objects or dualistic meditation, where I'm here, the breath is there, and I'm aware of the breath. So the knower and the knowing and the object of knowing seem separate. And it's really important and helpful to do, because it sure beats distraction and it sure beats spinning around in greed, aversion, delusion. And again, this happens as practice matures. We can recognize there might be times when, you know, we, especially when we're really relaxed and we're in more of a state of being than doing, where we can recognize that awareness happens by itself, as long as we're not distracted. So one thing to do, and you might try this sometimes in your meditations, just for 5 minutes, just completely let go of any effort or focus, just sit there. Just try it for a sec right now. Often what happens, we do this and we don't see awareness happening all by itself. But that's really like the clouds obscuring the sun. The sun is always there on a cloudy day, but our mind is clouded by distraction. But just to try this every now and then, we find that, oh yeah, I'm straining in my meditation. And the mind being focused and able to keep its attention on something is actually a very relaxed state. So the Tibetan teacher Gendun Rinpoche wrote this: happiness can't be found through great effort and willpower, but is already present in open relaxation and letting go. Don't strain yourself. There's nothing to do or undo. Far better to simply let the entire game happen on its own, springing up and falling back like waves, without changing or manipulating anything. And notice how everything vanishes and reappears magically, again and again, time without end. Only our searching for happiness prevents us from seeing it. Wanting to grasp the ungraspable, you exhaust yourself in vain. As soon as you open and relax this tight fist of grasping, infinite space is there, open, inviting, and comfortable. Make use of this spaciousness. Don't search any further. Don't go into the tangled jungle looking for the great awakened elephant who is already resting quietly at home in front of your own hearth. So just one other little meditation tip. We'll just do this for like a minute. The way to access a quality of relaxation and spaciousness can be to be aware of sound. So if you would, just close the eyes and relax. And receive sound. We can let go of any need for big effort. Let go of trying to grab a sound outside of you. No, let sound come to you. Relax and receive sound. So, to to put all this into a little practical summary, there's two ways that you can incline the mind towards, you know, pure awareness. And sometimes one way is just to sit for a few minutes, 5 minutes, and don't do anything. Just relax and just kind of open. A second way, if that you try that, you know, a bunch of times, and it's just, you know, all you do is spin around in distraction, then the second way is more to practice this quality of just relaxation that Gendun Rinpoche spoke about. Open to sound, relax and receive sound, and that trains you in being more spacious and relaxed.